Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris is framing a very complicated question there that ends up, of course, with the famous star map.
You know, Eric wants to know if any abductee has been given a solution to a longstanding mathematical or scientific problem that could possibly create the atmosphere that UFOs would be treated seriously. And he's going on the assumption that this has never happened. He's wondering if he's wrong, basically.
Yes, he is wrong.
Oh, good. This is going to be cool.
I can tell you that he is incorrect, that there is a team of scientists who have been working with individuals who claim to have received physics downloads from experiencers. And some of these apparently are real, and some of them are not real. This is being sorted out, and this is being looked at by scientists as we speak.
I can't wait to hear the results of that. That's, oh boy, that's a real cliffhanger there. Okay, he's wondering if there's an example of physical evidence from an abduction that has been collected that might cause an open-minded skeptic to reconsider his skepticism around this whole subject. I can think of one or two things, but how about you, Kathleen? Do we have any sort of physical evidence that is going to make, like, say, a doctor or, you know, some sort of scientific type to scratch their heads and go, my goodness?
I have to tell you that I think it is the preponderance of evidence and not just one piece of evidence in a particular case. And I have had open-minded skeptics who have read my book with Stanton Friedman, Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience, or have come to my lectures on that case where I show a lot more evidence so that people can look at it and quotes that wouldn't even fit into the book. They have come out saying that they are convinced that this was a real case because of the preponderance of evidence. There was so much here. It just wasn't, just the magnetic field around the trunk. It was the tears, the forensic evidence on Betty's dress. It was the laboratory analysis of the pink powder on the dress, and not just at one laboratory, but now it's been through seven different laboratories. You know, we had the circumstantial evidence of the deep scrapes on the toes of Barney's shoes. How did that happen? Driving in a car and stepping out to look at this UFO. There was a study of alien symbols that was done by Dr. Don Dondery from McGill University. He was a psychologist there. And Dr. Stuart Appel from the State University of New York at Brockport. And Bud Hopkins. Some of Bud Hopkins' experiencers who had observed symbols on the craft were asked to sketch the symbols that they saw. There were two groups of graduate students who worked as controls on this. One was an experimental graduate student group who was hypnotized and told that they should imagine they were on a craft and saw symbols and that they should sketch these symbols. They did that. Then there was another group of graduate students who was told just to sketch what they thought alien symbols might look like. They then photocopied all of the symbols onto the same type of paper and mixed everything up so that the graduate students who did an analysis of this, all of these symbols, would not know where the symbols came from, which group. In the end, the symbols drawn by Hopkins experiencers were very, very similar those that were drawn by the two groups of graduate students were very different than those drawn by Bud Hopkins experiencers. It's very interesting to me that Dr. Dondery saw these symbols in my book Captured in 2007, and his study was done in 2004. I had asked Betty to draw symbols back in the year 2000 based upon her memory of what she saw on the craft. She did that. I kept it in a locked file, and no one saw it until it was published in Captured. Dr. Dondery took those symbols that Betty had drawn and compared them to Bud's group of experiencers' symbols and discovered that they had many, many similarities. What the scientific team concluded was that the similarity in these symbols suggested that alien abduction was real.
That's a really ingenious idea. What a great study or experiment. I love that.
That's
I'll tell you, I'm impressed. You know, it's great to get academics involved and in the scientific community because they do, you know, I mean, they've been trained to come up with ways to identify the signal within the noise, so to speak, which is our motto here at the Paracast. We attempt to separate the signal from the noise, and that's an excellent example of how to do that. And we need more involvement, I think, from the scientific community and academics. And it's these kinds of results, I think, Kathleen, that are going to get us that kind of attention. And hats off to those involved here. Here's an interesting case, or question, rather. Have you run into any sort of problems, any sort of interference, any sort of, I don't know how to put this properly. I guess I should probably read Eric's question verbatim. Have you had any harassment or interference possibly about your work by parties that presumably do not like what you are doing, other than the skeptical community? Are you getting a little too close to something, do you think? And do you have any indication that there's anyone out there that might be squirming a little bit? Let's put it that way.
Well, I can tell you that I had not had a problem until Denise Stoner and I wrote the alien abduction files. No, let me take that back. I did have one problem over Captured, and that's when I was doing a pre-recorded radio show, and I was asked a question. And I'm not going to repeat that question, but I was asked a question, and every time I attempted to answer that question, the connection was lost. We tried this about 10 times, and the connection was lost. The host decided to finally just give up and move on. No problems after that. Was it a coincidence? It seemed like more than a coincidence. I also ran into a problem with the alien abduction files, where one time or many times Denise and I were losing these connections. And, you want to know, is this a coincidence? Am I being paranoid? We started documenting when this would occur. And we finally got to the point where we had one major event. And I tend to have a pretty good sense of humor. I went over to the phone and picked it up. We had been on Skype on the computer, and I called Denise, and I spoke to her, and I just said to the third party who's listening in on this telephone conversation, I want to tell you that you are attempting to deny me my right to freedom of speech, and you are a criminal. And immediately, both lines went dead. Absolutely. No signal at all.
And I kind of like when that happens, but at the same time, I hate it.
I was just thinking, as you were talking there, I was thinking of the theme song from the movie Men in Black, that rap song from Will Smith. We'll get into a lot more of this as we progress. We're talking about UFO abductions. answering your questions. Kathleen Martin is here with Gene and Chris. No abductions, please. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast WIF server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, A2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I think Chris is being abducted right now. Kathleen Martin is with us. Now, when you talk about strange things happening with phone calls and everything, Kathleen, you think about Men in Black, government interference. Are you seeing any of that?
Yes. I had it reported so many times, and I had one experience last summer that caused me to question what was actually going on. So I put out a questionnaire to several other researchers, investigators, and experiencers, and discovered that it seems to be a pretty common theme that, this nefarious force, whatever it is, seems to strike occasionally, and you just have to understand that that's going to happen, and you have to build it into your life. You have to put the safeguards on your computer, and you have to realize you're going to be spending probably a lot of money having your computer fixed or replacing your computer because of the attacks that occur. You just have to budget for it and continue with what you're doing and not let it bother you too badly. I mean, you can get really worked up about this. You can be intimidated. You can, have difficulty sleeping at night. You can think about not doing your work. But if you become so wrapped up in this that it's taking you away from your work, then it takes a toll on you, and you just need to put on your blinders and surge straight ahead at what you're doing, because there's always going to be someone who is not happy about what you're doing.
Now, if UFO abductions are so widespread as they seem to be, as you report getting 1,000 reports in 1 year, if this is happening, what do our governments know about this? Do they think all these people are just crazy? Or do they have some knowledge that something real is going on?
Well, if you go back into the history of government involvement in UFOs and the 1953 Robertson panel and the Durant report from the Robertson panel funded by the CIA, the decision was made that the public should be re-educated and that we should all believe that this is not real, that this is not happening, that people who report it should have their cases used and criticized and made to look foolish to the public to discourage other people from reporting these things. There's no reason to believe that that has stopped. It appears to be going on today. The only change that I see is that whenever there is a television program about ET contact or UFOs now, they're not hauling out the debunkers like they always did before. So, maybe that's one step forward. But then sometimes I wonder if that step forward is really a step forward, or if they're putting in some cases that seem so ridiculous they're not believable. And so the public might think, well, that seems really ridiculous to me. All of it's nonsense. I don't know. But that's a thought that I have had. But I do think that the government knows a lot more about this than they're telling us. They have to. They have to be concerned about all of this. This is happening to American citizens under their watch, and there's really nothing that they can do about it. It certainly does make sense that there would be a cover-up, because the general public would probably undergo a radical behavioral change if they knew this was going on. It would probably not be good. They probably would not be able to accept this, particularly the abduction part of it.
I have a question here. I think most people are under the impression that the abduction phenomenon is primarily a North American kind of mystery. Sure, you have some very striking cases that have come from South America, but you rarely hear about these types of cases from Asia, from Africa, except some contactee type cases. And for instance, John Mack investigated the school kids in South Africa with the Close Encounter case. How many good quality cases are you aware of that come from unlikely places on the planet where this is not normally something that you hear about, in terms of UFO sightings in Indonesia or cases from Australia, for instance? I know there's been a few. But why does it primarily seem, based on the amount of literature out there, that this seems to be heavily weighted towards North America and possibly a little less in South America?
Well, let me say also that UFO reports are heavily weighted toward North America. And I think it's because we have organizations like the Mutual UFO Network that are very, very active in the United States. MUFON does have branches in many, many countries around the world now, but we hear primarily from English-speaking countries. We have a language barrier that is a big problem in communication of all of this. And I did want to add that of those children that John Mack investigated in South Africa, there is at least one of those children who is an experiencer and is having contact today. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. I do hear of cases. Ray Hernandez, who is the person who was behind the forming the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters, speaks Spanish. He's a Hispanic lawyer, and he's getting a lot of cases out of South America. He'd be a very good one to speak to about that. I've received reports out of Australia from contacts that I have there. And Mary Rodwell, who is the Australian ET contact researcher who works with experiencers in Australia, is on the board of directors for the Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters as well. So I think we're going to be hearing more and more about this.
Yeah, but that, I think that underscores the importance of expanding our efforts as investigators and researchers to, I think, get more of a global sense of these types of encounters and repeated encounters and sort of spread our tentacles, our research tentacles out to places like China, where the largest UFO group in the world is located. I think I remember reading an article, there's over a million members of a particular UFO organization in China, for instance. I think we need to start talking amongst ourselves a little better, and that goes for me too. Places like India that have, an ancient tradition of encounters with for lack of a better term, exalted beings, personages. It would be very interesting to see how these types of cases sort of have a cultural slant to them versus the cases that you're used to here in North America and English-speaking countries.
We'll get more into these possible cultural influences with Kathleen Martin and Jean and Chris in
The Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Bill must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Cultural influence is indeed something we've talked about quite frequently on the Paracast. Kathleen Martin is our guest with Gene and Chris. You want to frame that further before we give Kathleen a chance to answer?
I think so. I think I'm editorializing here a little bit. I think it's important for the research community to try to make inroads with other continents, other countries, especially India and China. I think these are two, I think, gold mines where a lot of things are undoubtedly going on, and we're just not hearing about them here. There's got to be some way for us to dovetail our research efforts with people, I'm sure, that are interested in those countries that we just don't hear about. What do you think, Kathleen?
Well, I have to tell you that the Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters website, which is going to be going up on July 1st, is going to be published in many different languages. We're attempting to get information from people all over the world. And, you know, in terms of cultural influence, well, certainly there will be some cultural influence in the human interpretation of what is taking place. If you speak only of the detailed information, the detailed evidence of, you know, the so-and-so did such-and-such to this particular joint, then, you know, you're going to get a good description of what's going on without the cultural influence. But if they say he did it for this particular reason, and it's human interpretation, certainly you'll have a cultural influence there as well.
Exactly. I'm really curious to find out what the commonalities are, if we see the same exact types of procedures being described. You know, just the nuts and bolts. This happened, and this happened, and this happened, without any sort of editorializing by the experiencer. Obviously, people that have traumatic sometimes mostly traumatic experiences happen, tend to react to them emotionally. You're going to have to kind of dive through that emotional interpretation down into the actual bare facts, like the old show Dragnet, you know, Jack Webb, the facts, just the facts, ma'am, you know, that sort of information. And it'd be very, very interesting. And I'm very intrigued that if there's any sort of variance, any sort of commonalities, and then if there are variances, what they are, just the types of supposed and interpreted alien off-planet intelligences, just the descriptions from continent to continent, there tends to be an interesting difference. I mean, aliens are described a lot differently down in South America. If you look at the literature from the 50s and 60s, encounters with aliens in South America really had no commonality with cases that were reported, let's say, in North America. And it'll be interesting to see if that dovetails over into the entire abduction phenomenon. And I'm very excited that, you know, this website is going up, and I do applaud your efforts, you know, along with Edgar and, you know, getting this website up, and especially the multilingual part of this. I think it's really important for, you know, the global participation of experiencers here. And I applaud your efforts. And here at the Paracast, we will help you in any way we can to get the word out about the website.
Right. And Dr. Ray Hernandez deserves most of the credit for this. This is his brainchild. This is his idea. He has been able to gather major researchers and academics from around the world who are willing to participate here. Dr. Rudy Shield is the executive director. He was John Mack's neighbor, and he recently retired. He's an astrophysicist. He recently retired from the Harvard Smithsonian Astrophysics Laboratory. You have some high-powered people here.
It's about time. 20 years ago, we probably couldn't have said that, you know, and it's from the tireless efforts of people such as yourself and these very courageous scientists and academics who are coming out and publicly stating their involvement. I this is a major step forward, and it's about time that this very mysterious and puzzling phenomenon is taken seriously and looked at. I'm still on the fence about it. You know, I'm an experiencer. I don't, you know, I was never hypnotically regressed, and you know, all my recollections are conscious recollections. And that brings me up to you know, an important point. What percentage of cases feature a complete episode of conscious recollection in terms of a contact interaction or contact experience versus hints that something happened and then all the information is retrieved hypnotically? Have we been able to come up with any sort of kind of a number or percentage of fully conscious experiences that then, you know, invoke some sort of investigative process, or just someone having like a weird scoop mark, a strange dream, and then investigating it further and getting help and then having all the information retrieved sort of post haste? Is there any sort of percentage that we can look to?
I don't have a statistic on that, but I can tell you from my research and the individuals that I've talked to, the majority have at least some memory of the experience occurring. A very tiny percentage have a lot of memory. Conscious, continuous recall, it seems, of what happened aboard that craft. But that, all of that conscious memory is fairly rare. But some conscious memory is not that rare.
Yeah. I approached David Jacobs years ago, back in the early to mid-90s, about a case that I was I had been asked by the sheriff of a county to talk with a woman who had reported some problems with, like, Men in Black. She said, the Blues Brothers are stealing my mail. And she was having some real problems with these kind of MIB-type characters. And then it came out, as she confided to one of the sheriff's office personnel, that she had had an ongoing she was a second generation. Her daughter was then starting to have experiences, so that would make it a multi-generational case. And I was asked to contact her and get involved. And according to her, you know, the majority of her memories, at least in her mind, were fully conscious and fully recognized. It's the same woman that I mentioned before had fallen in love with her alien lover, which, you know, it was kind of weird, but she kept a journal just to give you a little sense of my investigative process. Of course, I was a little doubtful about this, and she seemed really normal to me. It was just a, you know, a woman that had a successful horse ranch. And she had kept a journal of when these events had occurred, and I went back into my database, and sure enough, I mean, there were some real correlations between dates that she said that she had experiences and sightings from that part of the San Luis Valley where I was investigating. So, you know, I was kind of hot on the trail on that one for a while, but you know, you're right. Fully conscious recollections are pretty rare. And when I mentioned this case to David Jacobs, he didn't want to talk to me. He says, "Oh, that, don't even waste your time." He just totally discounted it without even, you know, hearing all the details. I said, "You know, she has, you know, just many fully conscious recollections." And he looked at me like and rolled his eyes and just said, "Oh, you know, don't waste my time with this." And he walked away. And I was like, "Oh man, come on, at least give me, you know, 5 minutes to tell you, give you an overview of the case." He wouldn't even sit still for that. So
yeah. He has told me that before too, never to take seriously anything that is consciously recalled. But I disagree with that because
I do too, because I have data that corresponds with her sightings. I have sighting data that corresponds with the dates of her experiences.
I do too, and you know, many of these conscious memories dovetail into memories that are retrieved through hypnosis. They'll remember part of it and sometimes a large part of it, but the hypnosis will refresh their memories even more.
This particular woman had never been regressed.
You know, I wanted to ask more about that in our final segment. We have Kathleen Martin joining Gene and Chris. That means you're in
the Paracast, I think.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's ROCKOIDS.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris and Kathleen Martin, and we're talking about the two ways that you recall an abduction experience, consciously or through some sort of hypnotic regression. But the skeptics will say that it's one thing if you recall something happening, but as soon as you start playing with the mind using hypnosis, how do you know that you're not feeding the experience? The mere fact of someone who investigates abductions hypnotizing somebody, doesn't that already taint the memories that come forth?
Well, I have to tell you that the best cases for me, the most reliable ones, of the cases like Betty and Barney Hill, where two individuals are taken, two or more, they do not have conscious recall of what actually happened on board the craft, and they are then hypnotized separately. You impose amnesia at the end of each session so that they don't even remember what they've said. They can't contaminate each other's information. And then you do an analysis of their statements, just as I did in Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO experience, to determine whether or not there could be a confabulation here, whether or not the entire story is an invention, or exactly what is going on, because there are problems with the use of hypnosis. And they might come from having hypnotized someone who is a wannabe, who has read a lot about alien abduction, who knows a whole lot of information about it, and they will repeat under hypnosis what they have read, and they will apply it to themselves if they are motivated to do so. That is why hypnotists who use regression will often provide questions attempting to lead a person toward a false memory to see if they can do that. I prefer forensic hypnosis when I use hypnosis with on individuals on case investigations. The reason for that is that it is the only type of hypnosis that used to be admissible in a court of law. It no longer is. There is no hypnosis that is admissible because of the problems that we've faced with people being led by the hypnotist to a story that is false. So you have to make sure that you're really not leading someone. If you're doing hypnosis for an investigation, that's very important. Doesn't really matter if you're doing it just for therapy. You would hope that the person would tell an accurate story about what happened, but in therapy, you're only attempting to help that individual. You're not looking for confirmatory evidence in any way. So you have to look at the different types of hypnosis, too. But yes, there are problems, but those problems can be overcome. And we do know there are studies that have been done that have shown how very effective hypnosis can be. In one case, there was a stonemason who had built a wall, and he was hypnotized and taken back. And he could remember the shapes of the stone that he selected and where they were on this wall. So the researchers could look at this wall to determine whether or not the stonemason was accurate in his memories. And he was accurate.
Chris, we have any more questions unanswered?
Just a question about your conclusions about the Dr. Carla Turner affair. This, again, comes from Eric the Red, one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering if you found her and her family stories credible, and have you interviewed her surviving husband or son? And if so, what did you learn?
I have not interviewed her family. And I know that she had a really negative view of the experiences that they had. And it is very unfortunate. It's also very unfortunate that she suddenly was affected by this terrible form of cancer that took her life very, very rapidly. A number of people have said that they believe she was murdered, that she had been threatened. I don't know. I really can't comment on that. But I think that anyone who feels that they have not been able to resolve any issues that they have around these experiences that they're interpreting as being highly negative really needs to get into some kind of therapy with a highly knowledgeable person who can help them, or into a support group. That's very, very important for experiencers, because most people in the end will come to realize that it's not as bad as they thought it was, and many people end up having a positive attitude about it in the end.
Yeah. Okay, and be sure to select a hypnotherapist that has no direct involvement in the abduction phenomenon, just as, you know, kind of a double bind type scenario. That would be my advice. I'm not sure. What do you think, Kathleen? Do you think we should go to somebody that, you know, like a Bud Hopkins or a David Jacobs or someone that's directly involved in this whole mystery? Or should they first go to somebody that has no direct involvement?
Well, I really think that it's important to see someone who has an understanding and knowledge about this topic and what is going on. And sometimes these experiences can be very traumatic. So you have to have somebody who has a good knowledge of psychology, and someone who will employ safeguards so that you will not be further traumatized by hypnosis. That's very important. You can be involved in this field and also be objective and unbiased and not ask leading questions. So my recommendation is not to go to somebody who knows nothing about this field, because you could be further traumatized by this. And there are people, even in the mental health field, who might suspect that you have a serious mental illness when you do not. Anyone who's good in the field would know that you do not, because every other area of your life is perfectly normal. But I have been informed by just a few individuals that they did have problems with that too. And in fact, that is going to be one of the questions, or a series of questions, asked on the new questionnaire that MUFON is going to put up.
Well, I think it's almost impossible to be a licensed hypnotherapist and a true professional in that field and not be aware of the abduction phenomenon, but to have a direct involvement in the field is what I was saying. Someone with, you know, obviously, you want to go with someone that's not going to, you know, immediately call your family and say, your sister needs, your daughter needs to be, you know, committed immediately. You know, you want to avoid that scenario, obviously, but I think it's important to be objective.
Objectivity is extremely important.
Kathleen, can you tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do?
Yes, you can go to my website at kathleen-marden.com. My upcoming speaking engagements and my books are there and several articles I've written too. So, and it will lead you to other places, including Free and MUFON.
You can also find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. And, of course, if you are on Facebook, as many of you are, you'll find not one but two official Paracast fan clubs there. Don't ask me how it turned out that way. That's the way it is on Facebook. We're still giving away a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters if you sign up for The Paracast Plus for a one-year or five-year membership. Go to plus.theparacast.com. The features include the ad-free version of the show with better quality audio, the fabulous new After the Paracast podcast, available exclusively to Paracast Plus subscribers. Learn more at plus.theparacast.com. plus.theparacast.com. Check Chris O'Brien's site, OurStrangePlanet.com, and you can also write him there if you want to help out with the San Luis Valley video project, the camera project that he's working on now. Kathleen Marden, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.